Hey, y'all, and welcome to Empowered AF with me, Joe Thomas. Today, we have the most amazing and special guest. We have Miss Black Midwest USA with us. So, welcome to the show.
Hello, hello. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited. And looking forward to the conversation today.
I am very much looking forward to it too. So, today we have Alenia Moore. She is the Dean of Students at a local charter school here in Indianapolis, Indiana, where I am based. In addition to her full-time role as a Dean of Students, Alenia is currently pursuing her PhD as a student also, with the goal of completing her studies in the spring of 2025. Alenia's impact as the executive director is far-reaching, as she serves an average of 75 girls per year through her organization. Her ability to inspire, motivate, and mentor these young girls has had a profound and lasting effect on their lives. Recently, Alenia was selected as Miss Black Midwest USA, a testament to her outstanding achievements and leadership qualities. In this role, she will spread her message of the journey from pain to purpose throughout the Midwest and compete for Miss Black USA title in August 2024. Her commitment to using her platform to uplift and empower others is truly commendable. Furthermore, and I'm sure most importantly, is her being a devoted mother to her 11-year-old daughter, Amani. Despite the challenges she faced growing up without her own mother, she has made sure that she is a role model and constant presence in her daughter's life. She supports her involvement in various activities such as swim club, dance, and cheerleading, breaking the cycle of absentee parenting. Her dedication to being the role model for her daughter truly is inspiring. It is my honor to welcome you to the Empowered AF podcast.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And you know what, Joe? I was sitting there listening, like, who is that? Who is that? Just humbly, and I am so appreciative of you having me on to be able to spread my message and just discuss how to overcome obstacles. So I'm very excited to be here today.
Isn't it so fun? Because I think sometimes in our journey, we just keep going because we really don't have a choice. And so when you sit here and you get to listen to even just really a small section, a very small section of your journey, and it's like, oh my gosh, like I really kind of forgot how much I've overcome. And it's really kind of nice sometimes when we get to sit back and have someone else read to us all of our accomplishments. So we are gonna dive into just everything you're doing, and I'm so excited to just get to know you further. So
Thank
I
you.
want you to just share your personal journey with us and how you transform pain into purpose. So, leading you to your mission as a beauty pageant queen and ultimately your current title as Black Midwest USA.
Well, thank you so much. I do want to start off by saying, although I reside in Indianapolis, Indiana, I am from the small town of Toledo, Ohio. And so I'm born and raised in Toledo, Ohio. I think one of the biggest struggles that I had growing up, as I look back, I didn't know it as a young girl, but I was raised by my grandmother. And so myself and two other siblings at that time, we were raised by our grandmother due to my mother being mentally ill. My mother is paranoid schizophrenic. And then at the time, in the plight of the 80s, she was on drugs at that time. And so when I think of the journey of pain to purpose, I always think about those pain points that I had as a young girl. And so a lot of people ask me, with what you're doing, whether that be as a mentor, whether that be on the campaign and my platform, from pain to purpose, there was a lot of things that I didn't understand as a young girl. I didn't understand how to become that woman that I one day wanted to be. And I didn't even know what that looked like because I didn't have a lot of people around me that emulated that type of woman that I wanted to become. And so the reason why I called it from pain to purpose is because, for instance, I didn't have my father around. That was the pain point for me. That was a pain point for me all up until I was 37. And I say that because at 37, I found out who my father was. And so despite the degrees that I've received, the awards that I've received, the accomplishment, the acknowledgments, there was a little girl inside of me that still was pain. And so on that journey, once I had my daughter was six, and I'll never forget, she asked me the question, why have I never met your dad? And I was just like, that's a good question. And so I had that conversation with her. But I also told myself, I said, you know what? I don't have a picture of him, but I'm going to get a picture of him.
Yep.
Didn't know how that was going to happen. Had no idea of a name, had none of that. And so fast forwarded three years later from when she asked me that, I was able to find out who he was through Ancestry DNA. So much pain in that.
Yes.
Because going through, you know, sending your saliva, requesting this and asking people this and not even having a name. But I believe because my alignment and because who I know that I am, I was destined to obtain anything that I pushed to obtain. And so even to this day, thinking of pain to purpose, I know my father's side of the family. I'm very close to my aunt. They're like best friends now. I'm able to know my grandmother, who is 90, you know. So that pain to purpose, I want to spread the message that pain is going to hurt.
Yeah.
Pain, shedding is going to hurt. But if you're able to endure through it, to find out what your purpose is in that pain, that's the powerful message that I want to get out. And so that is my journey as I think about that. I was the first person in my family to graduate from college. Mm-hmm. I was the first person, first generation. A lot of people talk about first gen students.
Yes.
If those that are listening know anything about it, when it comes to the statistics, many first gen students don't make it.
Yep.
And so as a high school student, I graduated with a 1.7 GPA. That was awful. That's a D average.
Yeah.
But I can say, me pushing towards academic excellence, I am going to be finishing up in a year and a half with my PhD. I'm an honors PhD student.
Yep.
And so looking back at that young girl at 17 graduating high school with a 1.7 GPA that didn't understand who she was, didn't understand where she was going, but I did know that I wanted something different than what I was used to and what I saw. I didn't know how I was going to get there, but always having that goal of wanting more.
Yeah.
And so when I think of my journey, I went off to college. I actually went to the University of Cincinnati. And I tell a lot of people, on that campus is where I was made.
My husband is a UC grad. He said the same thing.
Yes. And it's like, it was the land of opportunity for me.
Yeah.
I looked at it as a campus of hope, campus of possibilities. And so as I think about it now and I look back, that was something that allowed me to endure through a lot.
Yeah.
Now, although I didn't have my father growing up, I was very heavy into basketball. My coach was my father figure. Although he taught me the game of basketball, he taught me how to have discipline, structure, character, those things that we don't really look at when we're putting our kids in sports. But I sit back and I say that was one of the best things that my grandmother allowed me to do.
Yes.
My grandmother did the best she could with what she had.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, she wasn't able to provide me that social and emotional feeling that I needed as a young girl.
She was probably still healing from generational things before her.
And exactly.
And the loss of her daughter to all of the things. And, you know, it's powerful that you can see that she was doing the best she could do.
The best she could with what she had.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you this, it's actually been 2 years. It's been 2 years as I'm sitting back, I'm thinking, my grandmother passed away that raised me. And so a lot of people that know me, they didn't know what was going to happen to me.
Yeah.
Because that was my baby. Yeah. I am her namesake. Mm-hmm. You know, I am her eldest granddaughter.
Yeah.
You know, and when I think of that pain, the pain of losing her, You know, and even before I lost her physically, I lost her to a nursing home during COVID. You know, all of those different things, my mother and my grandmother, two different nursing homes, two different cities. And so me being that person, I like to tell people that I'm the person to change the trajectory of my bloodline.
Yes.
And I have a slogan that say, tag, you're it.
Yep.
And so people that know me, I always have a, I have a speech. I have a thing that I tell young people. I say, tag, you're it. If it didn't happen before you, then it's your turn to make it happen.
Yep.
And so even that pain of losing my grandmother, having my father's side of the family there to nurture me, to be there for me, to be everything that I never had was very powerful. There was purpose in her passing at that time that she passed.
Healing, they were able to heal that inner child.
Yes.
That you needed so desperately to be healed to continue on the journey.
Yes. And so I didn't physically get to meet my father. My father passed away before getting to know, getting to meet him and everything. I did go to his funeral. And so a lot of that for me was healing.
Yes.
You know, it was all about alignment. It was all about making sure that I didn't go in with expectations so I wouldn't have disappointments.
Well,
and I think a lot of times, you know, we show up and we expect things from people.
Yep.
We expect people to do this or be this for us. But the reality is he wasn't able to be that person that I needed him to be. And so God knew that I needed my aunts and my grandmother in that time because my grandmother would soon pass.
Yep.
And so having them as women, as I always think about when I found out who they were, I said, wow, as a young girl, I always said I didn't have women around that looked like me, that emulated. I had that message. I used to tell myself that. So at 37, I couldn't say that anymore because now they're here.
Yep.
And so there's different pain points that I think about. Starting my foundation, Ladies Under Construction, which is the mentoring program, serving girls, 75 girls on average a year. Being that person to them that I didn't have as a young girl.
Yes. And that thinking about the ripple effect of when they go out, it's 75, and if they touch even one other person, through that, it's just like, it's amazing when you think about it like that.
Yes. And I'm so excited in that because I tell people a lot of times, I had to really humble myself and sit back and really start clapping for myself.
Mm-hmm.
I was so used to people not really supporting me and showing up for me that I didn't take on, I didn't take the things that I was accomplishing like I should have.
Yeah.
And my friends tell me all the time, like, you are just, you never share this or you never share that. And I'm in a season now to where I said, you know what? I am going to indulge in everything that I accomplished, my journey that I've gone through, the people that are around me. I am going to, this is my year to indulge in it.
Yes.
And so even in that, being having the opportunity to be Miss Black Midwest USA 2024, I am indulging in that.
Yes.
It is now time for others to support me. It is now time for others to push me, but also with the many girls, including my own daughter, that look up to me.
Yeah.
It is time for me to represent for them.
Yes.
That no matter what it is that you go through, you can still rise and be resilient and persistent beyond your circumstance.
Yes. And I think it's so powerful. You know, when the email had come through, I told my husband, so, you know, I don't know if you know this, my husband is a Black man. And, you know, so we have biracial children. And, you know, we've talked about this a lot, that when you look at beauty pageants, you don't really see a lot of diversity often, whether it's racial or body, you know, body shape or whatever. And I was like, this is like cool. Like, I literally didn't know if it was real at first because I'd never heard of it. You know,
right.
My husband was like, that is really cool that there is something for the Black community, even because I have good friends that grew up feeling like, you know, I was too dark as a Black woman or I wasn't pretty enough. And so I'm so excited to even get to know about what you are getting to represent in this community, this side of things too. And I'm so thankful that you were willing to be on this podcast so I can share this with my audience too. And it's another avenue that we can get it out there for people who don't know about this organization and the whole, you know, Miss Black USA. Like that is so cool.
And, you know, I didn't really know much about it either because it wasn't a lot of stuff, things like this is not put in front of us. And yes. So even in being a part of this is my first pageant. I've never done a pageant before. This is my first pageant. And so I literally looked at Miss America. It was probably a week or so ago. It was a Miss America pageant. And so I looked at it and I was really thinking about it. And I'm just like, wow, you know. With body shaming, and that's a big reason why pageants today, they've taken away the swimsuit portion.
Yeah. Yep.
And they've placed sportswear.
Yep.
So even with that, being able to see, and I know a lot of people have asked me even with this, well, why are you going out for Miss Black USA and not just Miss America or Miss Indiana? Why does it have to be Miss Black Indiana? You know, the reality is there's not a lot of Black women that are emulating who they need to be of elegance, of poise, and of grace
right.
for the young African-American, Latina, and just Black and brown girls in general.
Yep.
And I think with this platform, it allows us to be who we are authentically in yep. our skin. You know, and like you said, it doesn't matter about the shape, the size, you know, it's all about radiating who you are with confidence, with poise, with grace, but also making sure that you are pushing a platform that is going to allow you to uplift, encourage, and inspire other African American individuals.
Yeah, because, you know, they deserve. I mean, I remember taking my daughter even to the store and watching her be so excited to finally see when, you know, the unicorns came out and they, you know, they have the different shades of black unicorns and something so simple of going to the store and not being able to find dolls that look like my children. And these yes. are issues that everyday Caucasian people don't understand are issues, you know? So it's easy for people to say, well, why don't you just go for Miss America? Well, you know, if you haven't had to walk a day in the life of a black woman, you don't really get an opinion on that, you know? And so I'm excited to have people learn more about this and hopefully, you know, we can support more for this and we'll definitely link like your cause and all of that, like when we go into the show notes and stuff. And I think what you were talking about expectations kind of leads into one of the questions I was going to talk about with you of how do you balance the expectations and standards of the beauty pageant industry with staying true to like your pain to purpose mission and what you do of leading the 75 girls, you know, that you're leading and empowering every single year.
So I would say two things for that. One, I think is the most important thing for me is being transparent.
Yeah.
I must be transparent. When it comes to serving our girls, I would not have been where I'm at. We're 15 years into our nonprofit.
That's amazing.
And with that, if you think about 15 years, 75 girls, you do the math, you know? And when thinking about it like that, there's a lot of returning girls and there's a lot of mothers that are being mentored through their girls' mentorship.
Yes.
And so when I'm able to be transparent and walk alongside of you, that's the key. Because if I can't show them how as a young girl, I fell and I had to get back up, then they're going to look at me and think that I just arrived. And I think a lot of times as adults, we're not willing to just open up a little chapter of our book.
Yep.
Yes, we may be on chapter, whatever we're on right now, but 10 chapters ago, there were some things that you had to go through as well.
Yeah.
And so we can't continue moving on as if we look so perfect. There's no one that's perfect. We celebrate progress. No one has arrived. No one will arrive, but we can move forward in the right direction. And I think that is key even in this pageant that I am doing. With the Miss Black USA pageant, my goal is to be authentic, to be transparent and to allow my story and my journey to inspire and ignite someone else to let them know this pain will also produce passion for me. This storm that I'm going through, there's a rainbow at the end. But how can I go through and endure the storm and go through the process of the storm?
Yeah.
Whether that be crying, whether that be isolating yourself for a moment, whether that be just stepping away from people, places, and things that no longer serve you, those things are going to happen. But just to know that at the end of the day, there is going to be a rainbow at the end of your storm. Then when you think about it like that, you're going to search for that rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to search for that rainbow through the pain that you're going through. You're going to search for that rainbow. And once you get to that rainbow, you're going to appreciate, you're going to acknowledge, you're going to be confident in it because you know where that pain was at one point that produced that particular passion to get you to that rainbow.
Yes. And I love what you said too about how so many of these young girls are actually like mentoring their own mothers. And I actually had this recently with my own mom. Like I host a lot of retreats throughout the year. And my mom actually comes as an attendee to my retreats. And she said at this last retreat, like, I've actually done so much healing because of the healing you've done. And it was so powerful for me because I was like, wow, like it took me healing for her to feel safe enough to heal.
Yes.
And I think there's so much power that, you know, I also am the one to break a lot of generational curses and trauma and everything in my family. And I don't think there's enough conversation about those of us who are the ones breaking that, but we're also kind of healing some of the generations before us too. And maybe not to the full extent that we would love to in our time, but it's really cool to be the one sometimes doing that and seeing the generations before us heal and then seeing like the spitfires that we're bringing up sometimes.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I tell people a lot of times, sometimes you got to be able to bring a little chaos.
Yeah.
You know, you got to be able to, a lot of times we don't like conflict, but conflict, healthy conflict as well. Yes. It may not be all smile, peaches and cream, and you may not talk to someone for a few months and, you know, all these different things. But as the season continues, you'll find out that as long as you stay focused, because for me, I'm ready to push those that are after me. My job is to be that person. I always like to say, even calling my organization Ladies Under Construction, we're all under construction. No one is ever complete. If I'm on step 10, my goal, we have two hands. One should be reaching down and one should be reaching up. And so I must always be humble enough to be mentored, but also be focused enough to understand I must continue to mentor.
Yes. Yes. I love that. So I would love to know how you are using your platform. Like, I know this is your first kind of experience as a beauty queen, but as you are starting to kind of tour over the next couple months and have more appearances, how you're going to kind of use this opportunity to start challenging some of the societal norms and promoting more inclusivity, diversity and empowerment. Because what I'm gathering from you are these are some really important topics for you, especially for the young girls that are coming up in today's society.
Yeah. So one of the biggest thing that I want to do is I focus a lot on young girls. And so with my platform From Pain to Purpose is really to empower adults, whether it's male or female, empower adults to think about. I always like to ask the question of, what would you tell your 10-year-old self? Mm-hmm. And so it gets people thinking. And then I always would say, what would you tell your 13-year-old self?
Yeah.
And so think of the things that you would tell your 10-year-old or your 13-year-old self. Share that with your grandchildren. Share that with your children. Share that with your nieces and nephews. Share that with the people that may not understand right now. And then also, who was it that you needed as a young kid? And whoever it was that you needed, help the young people that are in your close proximity get those things and you be transparent with your story. And so my goal and my platform is to travel. As I'm traveling, my focus, a lot of it, because my mother was incarcerated, my mother also has her mental health diagnoses. And then also I worked in the criminal justice field for a while as well. And a lot of things that I did was because I wanted to understand a little bit more about my mother. You know, what paranoid schizophrenia? You know, why wasn't she showing up for me like the mother that I needed her to? You know, a mother is your is a young lady's first best friend. So why wasn't my best friend around? You know, what did that look like for me? I had that disconnection with my mom. So how can I learn to connect with other women and not allow those things that were voids of my childhood stopped me from developing great relationships with women that I have. And so my goal in from journey from pain to purpose is really touch the lives of adults that are going through their pain point that don't even know how to turn it into their purpose. So whether that be an addiction that they have, whether that be self-confidence issues, whether that be, you know, just a lot of times people are dealing with the whole facet of imposter syndrome.
Yes.
Imposter syndrome is something that we don't talk about a lot, but a lot of times in my journey, there were a lot of people that believed in me before I believed in myself.
Yes, I understand that wholeheartedly.
And it's like, even it's like kind of trying to jump, you know, you're like, I know it's not high, but if and when I do, what's next for me? You know, the fear of what's next. And so just whatever, just really pushing and letting others know that whatever that pain for you is today, let's birth it into a purpose of you for next year or the next 6 months. And so really sharing my journey of that, sharing my message, being able to let others see that you must, it's not about race. It's not about background. It's not about, you know, ethnicity. It's not about your background of where you come from. It's about, we are people going through this thing called life.
Yeah.
And if we keep thinking about what color we are, where we come from and all of that, those are going to be obstacles.
Yeah.
But the reality is, I am a human and so are you.
Yep.
I have band-aids and bruises and so do you.
And we actually have very similar ones, which is so funny.
Yes.
As you're telling your story, I'm like, I didn't know my dad either. I found him at 22 and he passed away 9 months later from stage 4 brain cancer. So it's like, so it's so wild. And it just shows that like, you're always put in people's paths for a reason, and you can seriously connect over what seems like the most random things in the whole world.
Wow.
But look at that.
Is that the alignment? It's the alignment. Because like you said, your dad had passed away 9 months. My father had passed away 7 months once I found out who he was. And then 9 months after he passed, my grandmother passed.
Isn't it wild? Like... yeah, it was, that year was the hardest year ever for me. And then I went right in to get my master's in social work and everything has been going since. And so it's like, I think it's what you're talking about. It's like being able to take down the surface level of things and get to know people and see that we all connect so much deeper. And if we're willing to just say, here's what I've gone through. Here's what you've gone through. How can we help each other through this? Because we're all just out here sometimes swimming in the same old ocean, trying to figure it out together.
And that's why I think it's important. A lot of times people say, you know, what's your experience? But it's like, let's talk about the human experience.
Yes.
Take everything else out of it. Let's talk about the human experience. And then we can talk about so many more things. And just like we're talking today, we find out we're much more similar than we are different. You know, we're much more similar. We're much more alike. And when we're able to find that out, that's when the real relationships happen.
Yes. And when you can really start talking about the healing. And I think that's the beautiful thing about your mission is it's like, yes, there's going to be pain. We're never going to tell you you're not going to experience pain in life. But how can we walk you through that healing and get you to where you can use that pain and now we can start helping others through that process? Maybe, yes, they're going to have pain, but it doesn't have to be the pain of experiencing some of the things that some of these kids have had to grow up with that it shouldn't be.
And it's like, it's in times, you know, and letting people know, it's I hate the cliches, but it's like, it's okay to not be okay.
Yes.
And some people have to understand, like I told people before, I was at an event and I told a lady, I said, you know what? This is your season to not be okay.
Yeah.
This is your not be okay season. So what that means is you can't go around helping others.
Yeah.
You can't take the calls from people that want you to show up for them and you're not able to show up for yourself. So this is your not okay season. So in this season, we don't know how long it's going to be, but isolate yourself, take your time to yourself, love on yourself, you know, because it's okay to not be okay. And when you are in that stage to where you're like, I'm just not okay. Like, who's going to be around there so that they can pour into you, so that they can water those seeds of hope, you know, of opportunity that you want? And that's a lot of times we think that we have to do it all. And I know for me, no matter what things that I've accomplished, I know that there's times when I'm not okay.
Yep.
So I need to make sure in those times I have people that I can call, that I can go over house, that I can just cry, you know, and they say nothing but just be an ear to listen.
Yes. The right supports that help lift you back. I always tell my coach, like when I'm coaching people and talking, you have to have the people that'll sing your song back to you.
Yes.
You know, that will not sit there and just commiserate in your memory, in your misery and boo-hoo and keep you in your misery for years. But that they'll sing your song back to you. They'll let you, you know, have your pity party, let you cry it out, let you have your emotions, let you do it. And then they'll start just gently bringing you back into your world and pour into you. But you have to be willing to allow people to pour into you and not be so stubborn to not ever allow people to help you also. And that is where I think a lot of us women get caught up sometimes. We are not superwoman. Y'all cannot keep going and going and going because eventually you are going to collapse. And then who's going to take care of everybody?
Yes. And that's why I tell people, I say, listen, I don't need the superwoman cape. I retired that a long time ago.
Yes.
I need help. I do. Because the reality is, it's so many more lives that can be touched.
Yeah.
You never know where your journey is going to take you.
Yep.
And with me, a lot of things that I go through and the things that I go through and I take a pause and I take time for myself and I think about it and I'm like, if I would not have been able to endure through the pain, some of the pains that I've been going through, I would have still been stuck.
Yep.
And me being stuck will stop those 75 girls from being healed, from being connected with. And so when you live a life of purpose and you know that your journey and your footsteps are footsteps that people are going to follow after, you don't want to be at a standstill to where you don't know how to get out of your own, I like to say, funk.
Yep.
It's okay to be there, you know, but like I said, it's many times that I've shed it away from people that I thought was a lifetime. You know, but no, they were with me for that season. That chapter is over. There's some things that I learned. There's some things that I gained from it, but I have to move on.
Yes. I love that. Well, as we kind of start wrapping up, if there are people listening that they feel like, you know, they're in that pain season or they're, you know, they're young girls. I know I have many young girls who actually listen to this podcast, you know, that are feeling like maybe they don't have a lot of people around them, or they're feeling like maybe they're not seen, or they don't have a lot of people who look like them, or they feel connected to. What advice can you give them? What just words can you give them right now to just help them see themselves through this season. Because sometimes, you know, when we're in those pain seasons, it's hard to see, okay, one day this is, we're going to see our purpose, you know? So what words can we just kind of give them before we kind of touch on your final journey and how people can support you and all of that?
You know what? I would really say, first and foremost, understanding that pain is temporary.
Yes.
Pain is temporary. It's not permanent. And while you are going through that pain, making sure that you have people that can pour into you. You have to be open to trust and to be vulnerable. And with that, make sure that you're affirming yourself. One thing that I always say is say affirmations to yourself. I am smart. I will get through this. I am not defeated. I am not a loser. You know, just words that you can say to yourself, because one thing I'll tell you is that the world will tell you everything that you're not, will make you feel like you're nothing. And sometimes, I'll be honest with you, sometimes your family may make you feel that way as well. Yep. A lot of times we think that there's a lot of things outside in the outside world that makes us feel that way. Sometimes, you know, home life may make you feel that way. And a lot of times, you know, our parents, our caregivers, those that are around us, they only have a certain capacity. But yeah, so one thing that I would definitely tell them, in addition to what was shared, I'm going to be able to let you know that it's temporary. You know, pain is temporary. Pain is not permanent. When you go through it, it seems like, I know, it's the last day. It seems like you'll never get over it. It seems like nobody understands. It seems like you just misunderstood. You don't even want to get up, but get up.
Yes.
This too shall pass. And if you affirm yourself, waking up every day, looking at yourself in the mirror, because you got to make sure that you love that person that you see. And all of your imperfections, you know, love who you see and understand that you are beautiful. You are worthy. You are magnificent. And so when you say that to yourself, because the world will tell us everything that we're not, it'll make us feel like we're not valuable. We're not worth it. Sometimes our relationships make us feel that way. And if you weren't provided with a solid foundation in your home, a lot of times some of the patterns.
Yes.
Another thing I had to learn when I became an adult, I had to get rid of some of the patterns that I was in as a young child that I didn't know. There are so many, you know, things that are just unconscious things that I picked up. You know, the need to feel like I needed to be so independent.
Yeah.
I'm like, and I need to do this, but that spews off caution for people that really want to help you.
Yes.
And so being able to just take time to yourself, you know, meditate, whatever it is that you need to do to surround yourself mentally in that capacity so you can go out in this world and you can conquer. You know, at the end of the day, when you come back home, you find out some things. I always tell people, you are in no competition with anyone but the person that you were yesterday.
Yep.
That is it. I try to be a better person today than I was yesterday. There's no one else that's in competition with me or that I'm in competition with. But I just want to do just one thing better today than I did yesterday.
Woo! Girl. I'm like ready to go out now and like run a marathon. Like you were like, woo, I love that. Like, you know, I've had so many people, even just like young girls walk that I know listen to this right now that I'm so excited to share this with already, because I know it's going to make an impact on them. And I just think that especially in today's era, you know, with technology and social media and what these girls are seeing and what's beautiful to them and what's being said to them, and I just think there can't be enough of us who are out here saying the message to them over and over and over, that hopefully that the shift starts happening and this generation really starts, you know, seeing the affirmations. And it's something that we do in our house a lot, you know. And I had someone ask me the other day, were you this, as confident as your daughter when you were young? I was like, no. She's like that now because I healed myself and I am teaching her better. I was not
Yes.
given a chance, you know what I mean? And so I would just love for you to share where people can follow your journey. Whether it's, as you're on your way to Miss Black USA, because we're just gonna manifest that for you, girl. I know you don't know me real well, but I am called the manifesting queen around here, okay? We're gonna manifest you right up to the top. So, how can we follow you on that journey? How can people get involved also just with all the initiatives you have going on? Because I know there are gonna be people that wanna support you after listening to this.
Thank you so much. So for Miss Black Midwest USA, I am on Instagram. So it's just MS Black USA. So that is the actual channel for Instagram. Follow me. Definitely focusing on making sure that I'm posting. For me, my personal page is simply AM Speaks. So that is AM. So it's Alenia Moore, my first and last initial. So it's amspeaks.com. That's my website. Also, as you'll be able to see, my first and last name, I am on Facebook. Under that, Ladies Under Construction, our organization, if you look that up on Facebook, we are on Facebook. It's Ladies Under Construction, or on the website, it is ladiesunderconstruction.net.
Perfect. Well, we will make sure we link all of that in the show notes also, so that way anyone can start following you, keep up with your journey. We are going to be cheering you on, of course, in August. And hopefully, the next time we talk to you, we will be talking to Miss Black USA 2024. I
Yes,
cannot
indeed.
wait. And I
And
know
like
I
you
will
said, the
see you.
manifest, as you say, manifest, and I say alignment, that is actually my 40th birthday weekend.
What? Oh my gosh. First off, I know everyone cannot see on the podcast, but like, girl, I do not even believe you are 40. Oh
Yes, August
my
1st.
goodness. Girl, you need to come do a PR session with me. Come celebrate. After you become Miss Black USA, then you need to hop on over to my studio next. We need to celebrate you because woo.
Yes, indeed.
Girl, hooray. Well, thank you so much for being on our podcast. And seriously, we wish you nothing but the best in this journey. And I'm very excited to get to know you more. I know many people listening will be excited just to get over and follow you and share in your journey because you're doing so many amazing things.
Thank you so much, Joe. I really appreciate you. And for the listeners, thank you all so much in advance. I appreciate you. You all are amazing. And let's continue to do this thing called life together in our journey and continue to overcome the human experience, overcoming obstacles, and strive to do our best. Be the best person that you can be.
Yes, absolutely. Well, thank you so much. And for those of you who are listening, in case no one has told you today, you are beautiful and you are loved. Empowered voices make a difference, and make sure yours is being heard.